Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T, and we are here today with a man who needs no introduction. He is a beautiful man, an exquisite man.
Ooh.
A man with a 10-inch dick. I have known him since I was 13 years old. We have breathed the same air. We grew up in the same neighborhood. We went to the same school. We have had sex with the same animals. I present to you my motherfucking man. I consider him brother, and you better consider him the same, Zach.
What's up, Internet?
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast. Make sure to go to thecrazytown.com, thanks to us YouTube channel, so you can subscribe, like, share, do all that stuff. And welcome Zach. Same for me. All that he said, except for minus the animals part.
Yeah, except for this one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What's the dog's name? Can we know the dog's name?
This is Nibbles.
Nibbles.
Oh. Nibbles.
Is it just a clever name, or is it?
No, she likes to nibble things.
I see that.
She also doubles as a solo flex or bow flex, whatever Chuck Norris is selling that week.
Wait a minute. So you use the dog as workout equipment?
I kind of have to. She don't give you much of a choice.
All right. Fair enough. So, here we are. This is a elusive appearance of Zach on the internet. He has basically, for the entire existence of the internet, no internet presence. So this is a rare treat for the internet. It should be.
Don't try to check me on TikTok or or Twitter or Facebook or wherever, because I'm not there.
Well, in all actuality, you are probably the only person I know that has never had MySpace, Facebook, like any of that stuff for any kind of extended period of time at all.
I know one other person, but we're a rare breed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really use much of that stuff either anymore, but I have had it at times in the past for sure. So,
can I just say one thing? Is that I am absolutely astonished and delighted to see that Zach is still sporting the same fucking haircut that I knew from fucking years ago.
Yeah, I stay consistent.
The beard is still just as lush, and the mohawk with the Superboy is still going on.
Wait, hold on. For the people who are listening on Spotify or iTunes, what the hell is a Superboy?
This right here.
Like a mohawk that is down is called the Superboy?
No, that's just now the front desk curl. The Superman.
Oh, the Razor Ramon. Front. You got the little Razor Ramon curl going on.
I'm Superman's like punk kid.
Yeah, dude.
That doesn't want to listen. Like, no, Dad. I'm getting off the truck,
Dad.
Literally.
No, I'm gonna go to Krypton, Dad. F you.
I'm sorry, Dad.
So
I love it.
Well, I guess let's jump right into it, shall we? So I saw a story. It comes from, I believe it is New Zealand, the Otago Daily Times. So I guess over in there, greyhound racing is pretty popular. And, there's a little bit of a scandal going on in greyhound racing. So I'm going to put it up on the screen so you guys can see that.
What are they doing to the dogs?
The winning greyhound tested positive for meth.
Now, Zach, do you give your dog meth?
What?
Would you give your dog meth?
No, she don't need it. In fact, they give her CBD treats to try to calm her down. It does nothing.
No. But here's the part I think that really, I guess, messed me up. So they find out a greyhound trainer's been disqualified They got suspended 4 months and fined $3,500 for giving a dog methamphetamines.
Wow.
In the U.S., you would get arrested for animal cruelty. Like, giving a dog drugs? And they're considering, like, canceling dog races altogether. Because I guess this is a widespread problem? So, like, I don't understand they said the dog won $4,000. So you're willing to give your dog meth to win $4K?
I mean, the dog's okay, right?
I mean, however okay you can be on meth.
I'm not for, like, giving dogs meth or anything, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I mean.
So would you, if you had to, like, race an animal, would you give it some meth?
No,
probably not.
Probably not, no.
What about roids? Would you give him the dog roids?
Well, roids, definitely. That just makes him jacked.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greyhound comes that only like a pit bull.
Right. Okay, I think it's kind of...
Greyhound rolls up, like, let's go. Ready to race.
Exactly. He just, like, rips the leg off the dog next to him. He's like, now you can't win.
By any means necessary.
Right.
This race.
Well, the thing that's kind of messed up is, like, so the dog was on meth. It won $4,000, and it was only penalized. They were only penalized $3,500. So they still ended up plus $500 for the race. They didn't even take all the winnings. How many other winnings does this dog have meth juice rolling through his veins?
This doesn't sound like a solid business plan any way you look at it. even if you're on the up and up, you're getting $4,000.
Right?
Yeah. So, you have to subtract the meth cost. And I don't know what the
knows how much cost for meth is.
Right, and how do you feed a dog with no teeth?
That's easy. You use the squishy food.
Oh yeah, you grind it up and just baby bird it to him.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, or like wet food. Yeah, it's wet food.
If you're willing to give the dog meth, you're willing to
just gums it to him. Oh my god, dude,
that's pretty weird, man. And not to mention it is animal cruelty.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Like, I guess I never thought about like drugs would have the same effect on animals as it would on like us. I guess like.
Some
I guess Coke is probably too expensive to give to the dog to win.
Yeah,
you're cutting into your winnings at that point.
Right with that.
Say it one more time.
Said you could just shake up some meth into one of the dog stalls real quick and give it to him there. You don't need to pay too much for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it says here, since January, 8 dogs have died and more than 300 have been injured in a result of these greyhound races.
Wait, how do you get injured by meth?
I don't know. I don't think it's the meth.
By doing it?
I think just, yeah, right?
Meth doesn't injure
you.
You don't
think I'd
take meth and get a broken leg.
Well, no. Not directly.
Maybe they just run so hard they tear the ligaments in their legs because they're just like, but like, what? Why don't Olympic runners do meth then if it makes them faster and stronger?
Because they drug test.
They get caught.
Yeah, they drug test pretty hard at the Olympics.
Okay.
I mean, they do what they can do. They blood dope and shit like that. But
oh, yeah, that's true. Because give that extra oxygenated blood into their system and stuff. Zach, I've said in the past, and TNT thinks this is a terrible idea. What do you personally think if they had alternative sports leagues where they didn't do any drug testing? You didn't have to do steroids or drugs, but
see,
you
I've
could
heard,
do anything you wanted.
I've heard this from you many times.
Such a bad idea, dude.
And I've usually kind of just agreed.
I expect you to fucking agree.
Like, take fighting. You got your MMA league over here that they have to be absolutely clean, no PEDs, nothing. But then you have this league over here where it's like, all right, you can get as juiced as you want. They're all just a bunch of jacked monsters fighting each other.
Right, dude. Or like they have a baseball league, and if you want to.
They're on equal planes.
They're not on equal planes because they're killing themselves with the narcotics that they're pumping through the system.
That's their choice.
Right.
It's not their choice because
they
compete
in that
league. You have to do it.
The clean league.
No, they can't do the clean league.
Wait, no. In the steroid league, it's not required. It just, they just don't drug test, so you can do whatever you want.
No,
you sign up to fight.
No, listen, because the minute that you say this is the standard, you don't have to drug test, the minute that one person does steroids, everybody's going to have to do steroids to compete with that person. And exactly. Then it's going to be like, oh, well, I have to be better than the person that's doing steroids, so let me do more steroids, steroids.
And then you have baseball pitchers throwing 160 miles an hour and people hitting home runs that go like 700 yards. The outfield walls are like 800 yards deep, dude. They can run and jump and catch them like Superman.
The thing is that people are going to keep chasing the thing, the next big thing. So they're going to be like, what can I put in my body? Let me just inject horse semen in myself because that'll wow. give me like horse strength.
That escalated very quickly.
That's exactly what would happen in a league where there's no rules. That it would escalate very quickly.
I am not saying what you're suggesting would not happen, but they all sign waivers. They're all free. It's like if you have gladiator fights with like people with life sentences, man. Like
people can't be trusted because desperation and greed of money is already a very alluring factor. So I feel like as soon as you give somebody the opportunity to do it at the risk of their own health, that they're just going to put their own health on the wayside. Then you're going to have people like dropping dead from heart attacks on the field. And you're going to be like, well, you signed a waiver. And people are going to be like, wait a minute. We're going to cancel this shit.
Yeah, see, the problem would be the Juiced League would end up being the popular one that everyone would want to go into.
Exactly.
And Clean League would be a niche market thing for purists that want to be combat sports or whatever.
You get like the boomers are like, I want to go see a man throw 87 mile an hour fastball. And you're in like the kids are like, give me the rocket. Like, you know,
it's like NASCAR when people just want to see a car crash. People are just going to tune into the No Frills League just to see somebody die. They're going to be like, oh, I wonder if he's going to have a heart attack in this pitch.
Ooh. Yeah, you could do auto racing with no brakes.
Yeah, see, while I see all the inherent flaws, I still agree we should just have two leagues.
Oh, my God. Well, you're a sociopath, so I expect that
But hey, listen, okay? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you're not good enough to make the clean NFL and you could make a third of the money – and do something you love and not have any regulations. You could be a cokehead. You could be a steroid user. You could be, you know, whatever, dude, HGH. And you can play football for a living. You're giving the same risk the other guys are giving, but you're just juicing on your own accord.
We literally just watched The Dark Side of the Ring with the guy who was like, I was doing coke and I threw the guy off the fucking scaffolding and I hoped he'd die. We literally just watched that, and now you have a league full of people like, fuck it, I hope he dies.
Zach, do you have Hulu by chance?
Yeah, actually, I think I do.
Dude, one of those Dark Side of the Rings is about New Jack. You know who New Jack is, right? Old ECW guy who would, like, he was the old... He was the guy that, like,
WWF back in the day.
But yeah, anyways, at one point he was like, yeah, I was high on cocaine. He's like, yeah, I threw him off. I thought he was going to die. I was like, oh my God.
I knew you were talking about wrestling as soon as you said that.
Yeah, he's fucking
insane.
That's common
in wrestling.
Yeah,
he's
right?
He's insane. So you're just welcoming a bunch of insane people trying to kill each other. It's not going to last.
They got to make a living.
Right?
Are they going to be a grocery store clerk and be insane? That's not going to work. We're not going to keep that job for more than a week.
Fair enough.
Some people sell their private parts for money. Other people will boost up their muscles via illegal means for money to get better. We're just trying to get you to...
It's never going to happen because it's a bad idea.
You're like, I love humanity. I am not going to encourage...
Fuck humanity.
Wow.
I just think it's a bad... I just don't think it would work. Like, far as entertainment, I agree with you. It would be great to watch a bunch of roided out fucking cokeheads just fucking snorting meth and injecting heroin and then running out there and just ripping each other's arms out. Yeah, okay, wow. I'm a man. I agree. But it wouldn't last longer than a week before people were like, this is fucking barbaric and insane, and then you'd be brought up on charges.
It has to be done in, like, Thailand or something, where they like...
Thailand.
I don't need you looking up a market for your unethical fucking league of insane drug users.
We couldn't do it in the U.S. Where is it? We do it on a platform in the ocean. Oh, we have Marshall. God. We have maritime law.
Fight Island. We could just rent Fight Island from UFC.
Yeah, there you go. Just rent Fight Island. So, anyways, all right. Anyways, what?
Nothing.
Changing topics. This is a real quickie. So, you know, online dating has become, you know, quite popular out there. There was a recent story I saw that came out this week that a man met with a girl, and he was like, this girl's pretty hot. We connect, you know. He was trying to impress her. So what did he do? He told her all about how he stormed the Capitol and made it in during the riots back in January. To which she replies, "Oh, I guess we don't match," and then immediately turned him into the FBI, and he was arrested for being part of the Capitol riots. I was like, "Oh,
yeah, I just seen something on that. I think a day or two ago, in fact."
Yeah, he was. But here's my thing. It's like, that's how you're going to try to win over the heart of a woman? Be like, "Yeah, I was in the Capitol, girl. Don't you worry."
I mean, Zach, you were there at the Capitol, right?
Well,
could you tell me
only in spirit?
Allegedly. Can you tell me what drove you to break into Nancy Pelosi's office?
Oh, you know, in Obama's America, you had to make a change. And oh wait, what?
Oh, but so does anyone here have a horror dating story from online dating that from like you met a chick and she was crazy as F or?
Oh yeah.
Oh, please do tell. Tell.
I met my fiance on Plenty of Fish. So you don't get to there without wading through a couple of not so winners.
Wait, hold on a second. Is this a breaking news story? Did I just hear you say fiance?
Yeah, did I not tell you guys I'm getting married?
We're so close. This guy's like my brother. Wait, I forgot to tell you guys I'm getting married. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I've always known that he's a one-woman type of guy.
But in any case,
congratulations. Anyways, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah. Yeah, Plenty of Fish it's free for a reason. There's a reason they charge you for match. Match out all the underbelly scrumblings before you can get to them.
Yeah. They're like, listen, you don't want to pay to weed through the crap? That's fine. Here you go.
Yeah. So I met up with this back when I was living out in Cali. I met up with this chick in San Francisco. And I was like, all right, where am I picking you up at? She's like, oh, pick me up here in front of this methadone clinic. So I'm like, all right, sure. See where this goes. So I go pick this chick up.
Let's see where this goes. The thing is, that wasn't an automatic no.
Right. You weren't like, maybe I should cancel this date. You're like, this could be fun.
He saw the red flag and was like, no, that might be burgundy.
Hey, you know how I roll. I kind of just go with the wind and see where it takes me.
Fair enough.
So unfortunately, it took me to this broad. I picked her up. And then we immediately just down the street a little bit. We pull over to the side and roll up a blunt and do that. And then we just drive around for a while. And she's like, oh, let's go to the bar. I'm like, oh, wait, no. I got ahead of myself. Before that, she's like, oh, let's stop at a gas station or something so I can get some water. And I really got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So stop at one. And then she runs in real quick, grabs like a water, and she's like, all right, their bathroom's out of order. So open your door and keep out a watch. I'm like,
keep out okay. a watch.
Yeah.
Hold on.
For what?
You've known this woman in person for like 30 minutes and she's pissing out the car door next to you?
Not even. It wasn't out the car door. It was more just squatting in the middle of a parking lot in broad daylight in San Francisco.
But you've literally have only known her in person for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, not even that long, but yeah, basically. I was just like, all right, sure. Open the door, just kind of stand out. And then we got back in the car. And then she's like, oh, let's go to a bar. And I was like, I looked at the clock. I'm like, it's 10:30 in the morning. Like, yeah, so I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's go to a bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we go to a bar and we play some pool. And then we have like a beer or two. Nothing crazy for middle of the day.
Okay. Okay.
And then we go out.
It can't get worse from here, honestly. It can't get worse. It can't get worse. This is going to be a great story.
But we go to the back and we're smoking a cigarette. And we run into some guy who's, I believe he's Mexican. If I remember correctly, he didn't speak a whole lot of English.
Fair enough. Okay.
And he was asking for money. And somehow she talked him into giving her like 10 bucks. I don't exactly know how. It was some like David Copperfield, like sleight of mind, mind freak action or something.
These are not the droids you're looking
for. So he comes up, he's like, hey, can I get $5? And he's like, oh, here you go, honey. Sorry.
Something. I don't know. And then we left there and just hung out for a while. And then she's like, oh, I gotta go home. So I dropped her off. And that was the last I talked to her.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So I rolled through the date. I took it on the chin and then just went about my merry way.
Never talked to her again?
No. I don't know if I've ever had a girl that I've been dating pee in the parking lot that I've known for a long time.
That's not even dating. On a first date.
Yeah. Just let's see how we interact.
Yeah.
Last time I've seen that sort of behavior was like after concerts as a teenager.
Yeah, that is some, yeah.
She was stuck in that mentality. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a lovely woman.
Me up at the methadone clinic.
Yeah.
I have a penis, and I'm not going to piss on the first date in front of you. You know?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
I did go on a first date with this girl one time that we met at like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Tell the story.
No, not that one. And and we were sitting there eating wings, and like she kept fiddling in her purse, and I eventually noticed that she kept popping pills. And I was finally like, we were sitting there for a while, and I was like, oh, and she was like, oh, yeah, no, it's cool. She's like, oh, you want some? And I was like,
some what?
Didn't even tell me what it was. She was like, you want some? And I was like, no, I'm good.
So
and then,
what?
Like,
you didn't ask her what they were?
Why? I wouldn't have taken it regardless of what it was.
Man, I got to know. I got to know what you're taking.
I mean, she took numerous of them throughout this. Like, we had like 2 beers, ate some wings, and saw a movie. And she was tic tacking, dude.
Wow. I demand that you tell the other story.
No.
Of the girl you kicked out. Tell
kicked
that.
Out.
The fucking one with the munchies.
The one with the munchies. Oh, I didn't kick her out.
Yeah, you should have. You fucking should have. Tell the story. Tell it. Tell it. It's not.
Okay, no, it's fine. No, dude, so it's the one that I went out with a second time, right? That I tried to give her a second chance. So there was this lady.
More generous than I.
This wasn't even from a dating site. This was like, this is through like a like meetup. Like I would go out like after I was after I split up with my ex-wife, I went out to a lot of meetup groups, just social interacting, meeting people, friends, whatever. And I went to this trivia night and I met up with this lady and she was a good bit older than me or whatever. And like we had I had noticed she was going to the same trivia event, so I started like met like we either she messaged me or I don't remember how we started chit-chatting because we knew we were both going. So when we got there, we met up and we were hanging out and we were talking or whatever. And she had been drinking and like this was like quite a bit up north. And we drove. She was like she ended up coming back to my house and we started fooling around and whatever. And like all of a sudden, dude, this chick leans down and takes the meanest bite of my nipple that I have ever had. literally so much. I was literally just like, ow. I was like, yo, chill the F out with that. And she was like, oh, I know you like that. And I was like, no, really, I don't like that. Like, no, you got to chill the fuck out. So then I recoup, you know, I kind of get going again. She does it again. And I'm like, look, yo, you got to stop. And she was like, I know you really are into it. And I'm like, I'm not into it, dude. And then so finally, like, the third time it happens, I literally, like, push her. I throw her off of me, and she was just like, what? And then she, like, got all upset. Like, why does this always happen to me? And I was like,
why does this always happen to me?
Bubblegum.
Right. You don't chew on my body. So anyway, she was really drunk that night. I was like, okay, I'll give her a second chance. So the second time we hung out, we went to this piano bar, and they have these drinks. They're like these big, big flipping drinks that are meant for like the whole table. They come with like a rubber duck in them. They have like 8 straws, obviously pre-COVID. And we go out, and like this is like the first thing she orders is one of these. And I was like, oh, you got one of those? And she's like, yeah, what are you getting? And I was like, oh, I guess I'll have a beer. And like I had a sip or two. Like 20 minutes later, she orders a second one. These are full table drinks, dude. And so she's like, I told you I like to party. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, dude, she's like 10 years older than me. So she's a grown ass woman. And like, so then she got like super drunk. So I just like, I knew that she was like, I just like brought her back and made her pass out. Like, I never talked to her. And then a week later, she messaged me like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that, like, you know, I wasn't looking for anything serious or like, and I'm like,
yeah, don't worry about that.
I was like, oh, thank God. I was worried that you were trying to take me to marriage school after this. Yeah, dude, it was
cool.
That she chomped hard, dude. Like, it was bad. It hurt.
Chomped hard. Dude, she chomped hard in the paint.
Dude, it was like, I was like, girl, you need to. And then the fact that she just thought I was like trying to play coy. No, you like that. Like, oh.
Nobody likes having their nipples bitten. I mean, there are people that like it, but nobody likes it.
But, like, even if you do, you don't, and literally, you don't like act like it's a piece of steak, dude. It's just like, there's a difference between a nibble and a chomp.
Yeah, that's something you need a little more finesse for. Right. The finesse move there.
Yeah,
that one. What about you? What about you, TNT? It's your turn to tell a terrible dating story.
I don't have one, man. I'm very, very picky. Like, the first sign of a red flag, I'm quick to tell a bitch to get the fuck out of my face or just, like, stop talking to her. So the closest thing I got is the story I got with you where I went on a date with a girl a couple times and then we went to a party. And then when I was talking to the group of people that she had at the party, she started acting crazy. It was like, well, where the fuck you been all night? And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. That was the end. It's just like that one moment, that one little moment of aggression that she showed me. I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, I went to that party.
I was there with you. Yeah.
We were just, there was like 13 people sitting outside on a patio, and we were all out there talking to all the people on the patio.
The most diverse group. It was so fucking Austin, Texas, dude. It was the most diverse group of people I've ever seen. People from fucking India, white people, black people, fucking Asian people, just fucking like weirdos and fucking
transients. Corporate. A lot of transients, yeah. Dude. Couch surfing people, dude. Yeah, like it was a
fucking talking dog there. I don't know. It was ridiculous. Like the diversity of friends that she had. And it was just like one little moment of aggression, like, where the fuck you been? Because I guess you expected me to be up under her asshole all night. But I was just like, you have a party. I'm entertaining your guests. And I guess she thought I was flirting with people or whatever.
And there was a guy that laughed with the top side of his head. It was the most, it was like, you know, like Terrence and Philip laugh, like the top of their head goes, da 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 da. That's like how this guy did. He like flipped his head back and it was like, ah, ah, ah. Like that's how he laughed, dude. Yeah,
like a Muppet character.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he did, dude. It was, I've never seen a man laugh like that in my life.
Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, that's really the best I got. I don't go on dates with people. Like, the moment the girl would have been like, hey, let's go to a bar at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm done.
Yeah, the methadone clinic probably would have got me. I mean, I was gonna say, you know, it's amazing what self-esteem will do to you with the amount of women that you'll take. Because I was like, no, dude, pills, you good? Oh, you tried to rip off my titty? Oh, that's fine.
I'm hoping your current wife is she's a bit better than that one.
Oh, no, yeah. She's cool. I met her. She's cool, dude, for sure.
Yeah, she's great.
That's
how long have you guys known each other for? If you don't mind me asking.
5, going on 6 years, I think, now.
Oh, damn.
I forgot. Man, I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, I met her probably a year after I moved out to Cali, maybe not even.
Oh.
And I was out there for like 3 years.
Okay.
And then I drug her back here.
Oh, boy.
Drug her back to Hashtabula.
How's she like it back home?
Here in Ohio or out in Cali?
Out in Ohio. How's she like Ohio?
She hates it in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I could blame. Yeah. Yeah. My ex-wife hated Ohio, too. She was like, this place is terrible. And I'm like, yes, if you're not from there, it's not that great, right?
Yeah. We're going to move out west somewhere. We just don't know where yet.
That was my next question, is like, do you plan on moving out of Ohio after?
I mean, if it was up to me, I'd stay here in Ohio. Because growing up, like, we all have been like, oh, Ohio sucks, fuck Ohio.
Yeah.
Everyone's hated Ohio. It still gets lots of hate. But after my travels of living in almost every four corners of the country by now, and coming back, I'm like, nah, this is the spot.
This is where I just don't want snow, bro. Dude, snow is what kills me. I'm staying in the Southwest.
See, I like snow.
It's comfortable, man. It is comfortable because we're definitely used to it. But yeah, it's trash.
Oh, you're attached to your collar.
Yeah.
So, Zach's brother and me, we were in the same grade. We went to the same school. I actually met Zach through his brother. Mm-hmm. So I got to ask how your brother's doing.
He's still here.
Is he?
Yeah. Still just here working.
Yeah. All right. How's your mom and dad doing? They're good?
Yeah, they're good.
Sweet.
Yeah. Good. Are they enjoying? They're retired, right? Fully retired life?
Yeah, they live on a golf course now.
Oh,
the fucking figures, right?
My dad literally like walked out his back door, take 20 steps, and he's on the fourth tee.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he's living the big life, man. Still hell is. Yeah. So, all right, let's change gears a little bit. So, the death penalty, you know, it's a controversial topic.
Keep it light.
Yeah. Right, down home loving to murdering people who were convicted to die. So there's a man, his name is Zane Michael Floyd. He lives in Nevada. He is requesting that once he gets pulled to be murdered by the government, that he does it via firing squad, because he wants to be shot to death as his method of execution, rather than the lethal injection. Yes. They said that he decided to dispute that execution by firing squad causes a faster and less painful death than lethal injection. And three states, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, in the U.S. military are the only ones that still allow capital punishment by gunfire. And the last time someone was murdered by the government in the United States was in 2010 via a firing squad in Utah. So, could you be part of a firing squad that murdered a man who was sentenced to death?
Sure.
You have the heart to do that?
Well, here's the thing. With a firing squad, I don't know if you guys know how one works, but they have generally like a row of like, I don't know how many people. Like, say,
yeah, exactly.
Only one of them has an actual bullet in the gun.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like
rest
nine.
Of them don't, but they all.
Yeah, nine blanks and one authentic, so you don't know if you murdered him or not.
Yeah, so none of the people firing know whether for sure that their shot was the one that did it or whatever. It's a safeguard against the.
Yeah. The trauma from murdering another human being. Yeah.
And so for that reason, sure, I guess. Why not?
And honestly, I thought that it was just like the sheer number of bullets was the reason that it ensured death. Because how do you know your one bullet is going to be the one that kills them?
Exactly.
What if you hit him in like a non-lethal part of his body and he's just like, I killed him?
Well, I'm 90% sure that that they all are trained marksmen and they all aim for the head or the heart or something. And that's kind of why they.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they all aim for the exact same body part, which you know will be lethal, like shoot him in the head or shoot him like in the heart or something. And then one bullet hits, or maybe they all shoot four shots or something, or how I don't know the exact.
What if that one dude pusses out and hits me in like the shoulder?
Yeah, he's like, I want to know if I did it. And he shoots him in the leg instead.
To be honest, they may all have bullets. I don't know for sure, but I've heard that's how it works.
Yeah,
that's how it's supposed to work from what I've heard.
But honestly, I think it would make more sense if they all had bullets.
Yeah, fill me with nine bullets.
If you don't know who's hitting the kill shot or whatever, but...
Yeah. Make sure I'm dead.
Right?
I don't know, man. I don't even know how I feel about the death penalty in general. I mean, I feel like... You know, if you're murdering people, like, if they sentence you to death, like, I kind of understand. But at the same time, isn't it worse to have to sit there and, like, lull in all that stuff you did? Especially, I mean, some people, if you're a sociopath or, like, a crazy person and don't care and enjoyed murdering, then you don't care anyway. But, you know, people who kill people by accident or in a fit of rage that, you know, that authentically are like, oh, God, I messed up. This sucks. It's worse to sit there and pine over it than to just get killed over it almost.
I'm not an advocate for Hammurabi's code, which is like eye for an eye. So if you like you shoot somebody, they get to shoot you. You kill somebody, you get to die for it. But, you know, I feel like it is what it is, man. Whatever your state has in place is what it is. And I think that that death should be 100% a penalty for some high crimes. If you're out here touching kids, yeah, guess what? You deserve to die for that. Sorry.
And that's interesting because they don't put people to death for doing kids stuff.
Yeah, well, they probably fucking should. Then people might not do it as much.
Yeah, and I think you make a great point. I think the penalty being available is important because it's always like if you are going to go do something that's really messed up, like it should cross your mind like, wow, if I get caught, they might kill me for this.
As a deterrent. But a lot of times those people are suicidal as well, and they realize that that's a problem or that's a possibility, and they're too pussy to kill themselves. So why not just make a name for myself?
Death by cop.
Yeah, that's why those people do that now. They'll go out and like shoot people, hoping that the cops come and kill them in a fit of. In a fit of, you know, well, not fit of rage.
For them, it's like killing two birds with one stone. I want to die, and I also want to kill a bunch of people. So let me go out here and kill a bunch of people and get that adrenaline rush, put that shit right in my veins, and then, I'll probably die.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, too, because a lot of people who get sentenced to death sit on death row forever. Before they actually get executed. I mean, obviously, like, the last president executed a slew of people real quick. But before that, it's very, very sparingly that people actually get put to death.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's a lot less common of a...
It really is.
It's a sign of the times are changing.
Yeah. So,
when we were kids, I remember them doing it way more often.
I do, too. Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't that long ago.
I don't know. Was it in Ohio back then?
Yeah, I think it still is.
Yeah, it was the electric chair back then.
Okay, yeah. It's not in all the states, but I know it is in a select few.
Yeah, more and more states have outlawed it for sure, because it's like it's deemed like inhumane now.
How do you want to go out, Zach? If you had a choice, how do you want to go out?
I don't know. By my own hands, I guess.
By my own hands?
Well, that's always been my game plan anyways. I've always planned on killing myself before I'm too old and feeble to do it.
Do you wonder, like, is it diabetes or what? No, come on. I want
to I feel you, dude. If you become to the point where you're, like, too much a burden and you're just like, you know what? I can't even, like, live a life.
I'm, like, 90, barely able to move and shuffle around and dependent on other people. Yeah, I'm off at myself at that point.
Yeah, the Hunter S. Thompson approach. You're like, I'm old. I'm not anywhere near the person I used to be. And, yeah.
How would you do it?
I don't know.
Just a gun? I feel like a gunshot to the head. If you're gonna
take yourself, probably be the quickest and easiest. Drug overdose might be better though.
Mm.
Yeah, so something like heroin, you just fill yourself full of it, and you're just like, "Oh, this is great." Then you fall asleep, and that's a wrap.
Your dog is trying to have an intervention with you right now.
Yeah.
Don't do it. He's like, "Look, homie, chill out."
Yeah, I mean, I guess like heart attack via sex would be a decent way to go out. Like, if you're like having sex and like, I mean, it would be very traumatic for the partner.
Heart attacks
are
painful,
like,
whether you like it or not. Is that the way you want to go out? Is heart attack during sex?
No.
You want to put that?
I mean, there's definitely worse ways to go.
I mean, yeah. You want to put that on the partner? Like, the girl who's having sex with you at that time is going to be like, "I fucking killed somebody with my pussy." You want to be that guy?
I'm a girl. Oh
my God.
Is it a girl you care about or not?
Oh my God, I guess.
I don't know. She's still going to have to live the rest of her life knowing that she killed somebody. She's going to have to.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody else's problem to me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my Zach. That's him.
That sounds like somebody else's. Speaking of other people's problems, so there was this story's kind of older, but I found it and I never knew that this happened.
Are you
so,
changing like, the subject on me, motherfucker?
I was segueing into another story, but
go
I mean,
ahead,
sure,
no,
keep
feel
going,
free,
dude.
Feel free.
Now, if you ruined the segue,
it was pretty smooth.
We've been doing this a while. I've tried to.
I know. Go ahead.
My old segue used to be like, "T&T, did you ever go to a store before?" He'd be like, "No, Jonas, I've never been to a store before. What happened?"
I was like, "How would you kill yourself?" Meta though. I'm not gonna lie, but go ahead. Feel free.
So you know how like sometimes at schools, you know, they put together little home DVDs or video montages, the different things that have happened during the school year. Oh, here's little Timmy's school play, and here's when we did the human chess game, and da 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 da. Well, they put one out, and the fifth grade teacher who was putting it together accidentally included part of her sex tape on the DVD and sent it out to all the students.
Whoa.
And they didn't notice until it got home and whatever. And it looks like she didn't get in a lot of trouble. But, like, it was like a they said in the middle of, like, one of the recitals or something, it just swapped to, like, a sex tape of the teacher. And this is, like, an elementary school on top of it.
How did she get out of this unscathed? That's my question.
She must have just been really nice, dude. They said turned out to be her. She said all she could say was it was a horrible mix-up, and she goes, and here's the part I don't get. The defense expert said it's felony stupid, but it's not a crime. And I'm like, it kind of is a crime, right?
No. If it's intentional, it's a crime. The crime is in the intention. Like, if I want to show my vagina to a bunch of school students, then yeah, that's a crime. But like unintentionally doing it.
She doesn't know how to use Windows Movie Maker appropriately and forgets to cut that part out of the video. Yeah. How flipping traumatizing to the teacher and the kids. Like, oh my God, dude.
Have any of you ever made a sex tape?
No, I don't
think Jonas is going to say no. Zach is going to say yes 100%.
Don't know.
Get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up, Pam.
I would say yes.
You're going to say yes because I know it's a yes.
But I don't know.
He's like, still have it, if that's well, the...
Yeah.
Look, well,
if one's ever made, it's long gone by now.
Fine. If you two are going to be too pussy to say it, I'll say it right now. I've 100% made a sex tape before. And I'm going to tell you a story about how it got caught.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I was going to indulge about what I was talking about, but yes, you can go ahead.
I mean, this is pretty much, it's on the same note. Fine.
Yeah, absolutely. No, no, it's fine. I'll let you be the first one to spill the guts on that.
Telling old stories anyway about ourselves. All right, so you guys remember when I was seeing a certain young lady. I'm just going to say her name is Lily.
Okay.
Sure.
You should know. You don't remember her? You don't remember
her? Her memory don't work too well.
No?
My memory don't work too well, he says.
How about the name Fred Wayne? All right, so I was fucking with Lily, and me and her decided to make a sex tape. At the time, I was probably about 17, 18 years old.
Oh, my God, so you weren't even, like, of age at this time. You were, like, children.
17, 18. But regardless, I had borrowed a video camera from my father that that he used to tape church events. Okay.
I've
been through a lot of church in my life, so he would tape church events on this. I borrowed the videotape or video camera. We taped the event as it happened, me and this young lady, and I kept the video camera in the trunk of my car. Unbeknownst to me, my father and mother were looking for the video camera, didn't bother to ask me where it was, but checked the trunk of my vehicle. Found the camera. And you know what? Honestly, they didn't even bring it up. But I know that the camera was gone and that it was back where it belonged. And I'm like, they definitely watched my sex tape. Or at least, like...
I mean, at least, like, figured out what it was. Yeah, like, oh, God.
I wonder what's on this. And they saw me have it. It was probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. I'm sure it was embarrassing for them because, like I said, they never really brought it up.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, what are they really going to say? Like, it's like, it has to be so awkward to bring that up to your kid. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, I accidentally saw you slamming your girlfriend. Like,
it's like one part of them is like, this is, you shouldn't be doing this shit. The other part is, well, at least he's fucking girls. I don't know. What do you
think? Pops out as a homophobe.
Yeah,
I mean, he was a church guy, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know for a fact I have never made a sex tape of me, like, any sort of sex with myself. I've definitely done, like, photos.
Sex with yourself is a totally different subject.
You know what I mean? Sex with anyone else. But I have taken photos of people and stuff. I think I've actually taken videos of people, but it wasn't like of me and them. It was maybe
you never in the act. It's never
no. No, I'm not even like a D pic guy, dude. Like, I don't know if I've ever even sent D pics to anybody.
No, I've definitely done that.
Thank you.
Lots of that.
I'll send you one right now. Whoever wants.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Yeah, let me get my
phone like
preloaded.
Yeah. Bling.
Yeah, like
Do you have glamour shots of your dick that you have preloaded to send out just in case she ever asked?
No.
He's been with the same girl for 6 years now. We deleted all the glamour shots he had.
That's fair. But I still keep like some of the best angles.
I mean, because your penis doesn't change over time, so I guess. Wait, what? Say what?
She has the best angle, the real life angle.
Yeah. Like, well, but in your case, it's like, you know, like you always on dating profiles see people like that girl. That ain't you now. That's you 10 years ago. But your penis don't change much. So if you have a penis shot that was good for 10 years ago,
you're not wrong.
Like, keep that glamour shot. Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know if I really know what my dick looked like 10 years ago, to be honest.
I would imagine pretty much similar.
Yeah, like, look at it right now, and that's what it looked like 10 years ago.
No.
Is it growing horns and stuff? Like, it doesn't change that much. Yeah. Like, how much has your penis changed since you were, like, 18?
I don't know. I figure, like, it's, like, looser.
Looser?
What does that even mean?
Like, it's a little saggier, you know. Like,
saggier.
Like, skin's not as taut as it was before.
I don't think that's how that works, but sure.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
I think
it's
like, you know, like the gradual change. Like, when you lose, like, 20 pounds, you don't notice the difference. But somebody that saw your dick then and saw your dick now be like, hey, your dick's for us.
Find your girlfriend from when you were 18 and be like, girl, how does this look different?
I'm not
going to. Yeah, let me go find my high school ex and give her a call.
Be like, do you mind if I send you a picture? I'm just trying to do a comparison. Like, I just want to know, is it better now or is it better then?
There you go. Does it look the same to you?
Can you pick it out of a lineup? Because I'm feeling very insecure about the state of my Johnson.
I was just going to say, send a series of shots. Like, pick this out of a lineup. Which one's me?
Was it that memorable that you know what it is? Or...
A series of shots. That's funny.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, where were you actually going to take this story? What are you going to say is that she should be fired and tarred?
Oh, no, I just thought it was crazy that, like, but here's the thing, like, as someone who edits videos sometimes, like, if I was putting numerous things together, especially for, like, a school audience or something, you wouldn't watch through the final product?
You would think, like, you would.
Like, yeah, like, wouldn't you want to make sure that it didn't mess up or that, like, it looked right or you didn't forget to put a scene in and then all of a sudden you're like, oops, there's me getting slammed by Tony.
Look, I have never been slammed by anybody named Tony. All right, I'm going to put that out there first off.
Fair.
I don't know. Like, you know, like I said, criminal stupid, but not criminal.
Yeah, I'm still wondering how she didn't at least get fired for this.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee if that teacher was male and he accidentally let his sex tape, you know he's going down. He's losing a job.
My guess is that she probably removed herself from the school district at a point because she's like, everybody knows her as the teacher from the sex tape. She, like, moved to another state or something.
If she's smart.
He makes a valid point with the fact that if you were male, it would have been different. I agree with that.
Would they have automatically assumed it was on purpose?
I don't think they would have automatically assumed, but I think they would have prosecuted to the full extent of the law, is what it is. Like, whatever punishment they could have given him, firing squad, if the case may be. You would have got that. That's a callback right there.
Well, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. Is it the thought process of a woman would never share her own sex tape where a man wants people to see it?
Well, I don't know.
Or is it just that men are considered deviants and that they would prosecute him because he would be like, oh, he's into kids and he should
be far more closer to the nail on the head there.
And I think it's a little column A, a little column B. I think it's the intentions, when you're a male, the intentions are considered to be far more than 100%. And I don't know. It's just more unacceptable. Like, I've definitely known, like, a guy who has sex with a girl who is 18, like, if somebody our age were to have sex with somebody who's 18, we'd look at him like, yo, fam, what are you doing? That's kind of disgusting. But if it was a woman who does it, they're called a cougar. Now, what's the name of a guy who has sex with young women? A fucking creep. They're disgusting. You know, we look down upon them, but a cougar is looked at as like, hey, I found a cougar.
Well, and I guess also, like, if you think about, like, revenge porn, I would say a good majority, not all, most revenge porn is men revenging on women. It isn't like a woman has a sex tape with a dude and she's like, oh, I'm gonna show this out to people because of XYZ. Like, so if porn gets leaked of a person, two amateurs having sex, most of the time the woman is the one that has everything to lose from it. Like, it isn't going to, like, negatively affect the man nearly as much as, like, the woman, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if the stereotype's necessarily justified, but...
Well, right, absolutely. I mean, if you revenge porn.
It 100%, I mean, it kind of is that. Men tend to be a little bit more deviant, but no. I don't know if it's justified. Do you not agree?
Of course I agree.
No. Are you a deviant yourself?
I'm male, aren't I?
He's embracing the stereotype.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You're part of the problem, Zach. I'm looking at
right now. Yeah, yeah. TNT over there, you got any things you want to throw in before we wrap things up here shortly?
I mean, I told you about my parents finding my sex tape. I don't know what more I can give you at this point. That was a real story. I've talked to my mom since then. We've had like some serious conversations. I'm not bringing that shit up to her.
I'm trying to think if there's anything from like my childhood that I want that like I've never brought up to my mom just because it's like such an awkward. It would be so awkward for her that I'm just like, we'll just leave it.
You ever had sex in your mom's bed?
No.
Yes. Uh-uh.
I knew he did, dude. Guess what? So have I.
And most of
in Zach's mom's bed? You had sex in Zach's mom's bed too? He has to think about it, dude.
I mean, we were pretty close. We were close back in the day. I don't think so, no. I don't think I ever had sex in Zach's house.
Yeah, well, not that
I never did.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, me and you had sex in there tons of times.
Oh, well, yeah. That's not what we're talking about, though. That's something different.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if there's anything I've never not, like, I haven't brought up to my mom that would just be so awkward, like...
Yeah, I've definitely had sex in my... I had sex in my mom's bed one time and my brother, Dave, he fucking caught me.
You caught you having sex?
Me. Yeah.
What are you doing in there?
He did, dude. He caught
me. Gosh darn it. Did you get out of here?
I was like, dude, you're not going to tell on me. He was like, I'm not saying anything. I just can't believe you were doing that shit. I was like, please just don't say anything.
He's like, I can't believe you were having sex with a woman.
Yeah, who said it was a woman?
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anything else, Zach, that you want to touch on before we wrap things up here?
No, not that I can think of.
All
right. Yo, do you still talk to a dude I used to live with in PA?
Yes.
Dude, how is he doing, man?
He's good.
Good.
Also getting married.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You guys are lame.
We're old.
That don't mean shit. Dude. I'm just as fucking old as you motherfuckers, and I'm not even thinking about it.
We got a couple years on you.
Oh, yeah, you're making a couple years I'm about to change these views? No, I'm stuck.
No, I did that marriage thing, and I had one, and I'm good. I got out my system. I'm like, rest of my life's going to be fun.
Yeah, honestly, I had no plans on getting married. Every girl I ever date, I tell them right off the bat, like first date. Like, if you're planning on getting married, I'm not the guy. if you want this to end in marriage at some point, it's not me.
You should tell them after you try to hook up with them, because that usually...
No, I tell them right off the bat. I don't care.
Yeah, he's an open book. You always struck me as one of those type of guys that was like... You've always been like a one-woman type of guy. I don't cheat.
It's not me that has the cheating problem.
Yeah.
It's all the... It's all the past exes.
Yeah, and I just mean is that that's always been a part of like who you were. And that's indicative of what makes a good husband, at least to like a female who's looking for one. Like you've always had the morality of a good first husband.
Step there.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, yeah, usually not cheating is a good first step.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying that you've always had the morality of a person. Like, you've always checked all the boxes that would make an ideal husband.
Yeah.
But you've never really looked for marriage, so. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm definitely proud of you for finding somebody that means that much to you that you can feel like you want to do that. That's beautiful.
And just willing.
And I hope everything works out.
Yeah.
Is your brother married yet?
Sure.
Speaking of not having sex in their parents' bed. Is he married to his PC?
Let's put it this way. This guy just bought like dice that were $100 made out of crystal the other day.
Crystal?
Crystal.
They're what fancy. Kind?
Like Swarovski. I don't know.
Is he married to the refrigerator?
What?
Is he married to the refrigerator?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fair enough. Just wanted to know. Just want everybody to know that your boy done lost like 50 pounds. You see this? You see that? You see
that?
Yeah.
He's getting there.
I weigh about the same.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, that is all the time that we have for today's episode. I want to thank Zach for joining us as a special guest host. And please make sure to like and subscribe. TheCrazyTown.com takes straight to our YouTube channel. Subscribe there or on Spotify, iTunes, all that other stuff. So for Jonas,
TNT,
and for Zach, we are out.